Welcome mga dudes at mga dudettes. Eh, eto na naman si Kevin. Live dito sa reception area ng opisina namin para sa isa na namang pagtatanghal ng elitistang Weibo Podcast. Kamusta naman tayo? I hope maganda yung pasok ng February to all of you. Ayun, February na tayo nakapag-record ulit. Pasensya na, medyo naging busy tayo sa mga buhay-buhay natin. But, you know, di ko naman kayo nakakalimutan. So ito, nag-recording ulit tayo for your enjoyment and mine as well. Konting housekeeping lang. So yun, recently I have guested with Duckbird sa Anime Angas. So we have talked about live action adaptations, the good, the bad. Parang yun yung description ko ng live action episode ko ng season 2. But yun, basically we talk about live action adaptations ng anime specifically at bakit si Yamazaki Kento ang kinukuha nila lagi. So yun. I don't know kung mauuna tong maipalabas or yun, paunahan na lang kami kung anong episode yung unang lalabas, ito o yung guesting ko. But yun, once na lumabas yun, I'll be sharing it with you guys dun sa page natin, facebook.com/elitistangweebpod. And other from that, wala na. So yun, before we go onto the meats and potatoes ng episode na to, let's do some hypes and hayo. So last weekend, nilabas na sa Amazon Prime yung crossover movie between Lupin the Third and Cat's Eye. So yun, isa sa ito sa mga bagay na kinaka-hype ko. I think sinabi ko na kung nung announcement pa lang kung gaano ako excited of having these two titles clash or crossover with each other kasi sa similarities ng mga series na to. Pareho silang Phantom Thieves. Pinagkaiba lang, Lupin is of course Lupin, a guy, and Cat's Eye is a group of three girls na peak 80s waifu material. So yun, it's a fun movie. Kahit na wala kayong masyadong idea on who Lupin or who the Cat's Eyes are, you'll enjoy some part of it. Pero syempre, if you have been aware of any of the series, there are some references, Easter eggs na yun, you might find interesting and fun to spot as well. So if you have Amazon Prime, available pa rin siya till now. And if wala kayong Amazon Prime, there are ways for you to watch elsewhere. So, creative Googling lang tayo. Another one na excited tayo is Discotech have announced several Blu-ray DVDs na i-release nila, I think within this first quarter ng 2023. And one of the highlights of those announcements is a Blu-ray release of Kamen Rider Black RX. Basically, Kamen Rider Black RX is the sequel of Kamen Rider Black. So, yun. This is basically the first time that the Kamen Rider series had a direct sequel. Other from Mask Rider or Kamen Rider and Kamen Rider V3 or yung Showa Riders nyo, basically, what make this different is Kamen Rider Black and Kamen Rider Black RX is the same guy. Si Kotaro Minami or mas kilala natin siya as Robert Akizuki sa IBC 13 dub. And I think naipalabas din naman dito yung bastard version ng RX, which is yung Saban's Mask Rider. If you remember sa Channel 5 yata yun, tapos yung team is Mask Rider, something like that. So yung ginawa nilang parang family sitcom yung Kamen Rider Black RX, which is weird. But you know, Saban needs to do Saban things. But I'm excited though na ilalabas nila tong Kamen Rider Black RX on Blu-ray. So if you have the money or if you have the dough, yun, ipon-ipon na lang. And let's hope na makakuha tayo ng copy one of these days. So ibabato ko na sa universe yan. Ang dami ko nang binato sa universe. So pag may bumalik or pag may nakarating sa way natin, it's meant to be. hours. So, yun, antay-antay lang tayo. And also, on this weekend din, Royal Rumble 2023 has been shown. So, available siya sa Disney Plus. I think ang nasa video on demand now na version ng Royal Rumble is the censored one. So, may ilang tinanggal na scenes si Disney because Disney. And yun, for you to have the full experience of that pay-per-view, yun, you can do creative Googling as well. And yun, it's been fun. A fun Royal Rumble. Yung men's Royal Rumble has been fun kasi like for the first time, entry number 1 and entry number 30 is the final two. So entry number 1 was Gunther. So he's a heel wrestler na yun, kind of an asshole guy, big asshole muscular guy, in which yun, pinabagsak niya pareho si ano, si Sheamus and si Drew McIntyre. And yun, highlight as well is Logan Paul. Yes, wrestler po si Logan Paul. Yeah, say what you say to the guy. He is an asshole or a dick or whatnot. Pero he's a damn good performer and he just made a really beautiful or a really amazing spot with Ricochet in which ano sabay sila tumalon from the top rope tapos nagsalubong sila sa hangin nagsalubong sila in the air, so yun nagslaman yung mga dibdib nila on the top, so yun it's awesome, panoorin nyo because it's a really good spot na ano I think magiging highlight siya for like wrestling highlights to come. So, and I think they are pushing yun, Logan Paul to be an opponent to Seth Rollins kasi yun, when Logan Paul or when Cody Rhodes come out, sila naglaban ni Seth. However, Logan Paul had eliminated Seth Rollins. So, yun, I think that's gonna be a storyline one of these days. So, I'm excited to see that. And, of course, Edge had returned as well to the Royal Rumble kasi yun he has been eliminated by the Judgment Day and yun nagkaroon sila ng konting commotion on the catwalk. I don't know what's that term, the catwalk or yung dinadaanan nila from the backstage. So and Beth Phoenix is there as well, so yun continuing po yung saga ng Judgment Day versus Edge. And I don't know what happened to Rey Mysterio. Pinakita nila si Rey Mysterio but after a few minutes hindi nga siya umakit sa ring, which is weird, but I don't know. And also nangyari na yung ano yung betrayal ni Sami Zayn with the Tribal Chiefs, so yun the rivalry is now rolling with Sami Zayn and the head of the table. So that's something exciting. And I think yung climax is gonna be on Elimination Chamber. Pero let's just hope na umabot siya hanggang WrestleMania because Cody Rhodes is also gunning for Roman in WrestleMania. And I think sa WrestleMania din nila paghihiwalayin yung mga titles na hawak ni Roman ngayon. So WWE has been really interesting with these past few days. So I'm excited to see saan mapupunta tong mga storyline na to. And yun, kalimutan na muna natin yung mga scandals with Vinnie Mac or with Vince still I think a CEO, pero there are like legal mumbo jumbo na nangyayari din, but let's enjoy the wrestling for the wrestling. All right? Wag muna nating isipin yung backstage stuff because it's a really exciting times for the world in world wrestling entertainment. So yun, si Hunter pa rin naman yung ano yung in charge with the creative, so let's see where this goes. Other from that, yun, it will date kung kailan ko ni-record tong episode na to. Because a while ago, I think like a few hours ago, James Gunn has announced what will be their slate for the next couple of years. Kung ano yung mangyayari sa DC or now called the DC Studios and what they'll do with the DC Universe. So wala na siyang, hindi na siya DCEU. Hindi na siya Snyderverse, but basically they are going to do DC Universe as well, and they also confirmed that yung Batman with Matt Reeves and yun so yung Pattinson, the Pattinson Batman films is gonna be a separate universe and yun. And what I like about it is yun, ginamit nila yung terms na Elseworlds. So, comic book 101. Yun, comic book lingo 101. Elseworlds is a title, it's this, a publishing line used by DC to publish like out-of-continuity books. Na yun, usually it's like an alternate universe in which some of the elements of your main universe has been tweaked or has been yun medyo naiba siya from what the main continuity are. Pinakasikat is yung Batman by Gaslight, in which Batman has been working as a Victorian era superhero, or Speeding Bullet, in which si Clark Kent has been basically it's Batman but Clark Kent. So that's another one na pinakasikat na Elseworlds story. So alam na natin kung ano yung magiging somewhat approach of DC moving forward with their movies. So they have a mainline DCU or DC Universe na according to James Gunn is gonna be a true line between the movies, the TV shows, and the video games. So that would be a cohesive single line, single universe in which yun some of the yun kung sino daw yung actor, most likely if it gets adapted into an animated feature, sila na yung magboboses. If yung animated feature magiging live action, sila na rin yung gaganap for the character. So it's an yun a really interesting setup on what they are going to do. And another one na ano that will make it different from what the approach of the MCU is with your Marvel Cinematic Universe, it has been divided into phase 1, phase 2, phase 3, phase 4, and so on and so forth. And basically what the approach is, or ang approach naman ni DC is gonna be by chapters. So this first slew of movies, TV shows, and whatnot is gonna be like chapter 1 or chapter 1.1, and tinitle nila yon as God and Monsters. So another comic book lingo 101, Gods and Monsters is a an Elseworld story in which basically it's like an alternate take for the DC superheroes, in which I think si Batman has been a vampire, Superman is more of a mystical superhero. So yun, that's basically Gods and Monsters. But on this context, they will introduce like your godlike beings, Superman, Batman, and the monsters like your Swamp Thing, and may touch of time travel because of Booster Gold. So yun, basically what James Gunn has announced is that, of course, yun, tuloy-tuloy pa rin yung slew on yung mga susunod na movies. So we will still have Shazam, Flashpoint, or actually not Flashpoint, hindi niya ginamit yung word na Flashpoint, but the movie is just gonna be called The Flash. And The Flash is going to reboot the universe. And after that is your Aquaman 2. Peacemaker season 2 is not gonna happen now, but what's gonna happen, but ang mangyayari is, it's gonna be a new series titled Waller. Of course, it's gonna be focused on Amanda Waller, played by Viola Davis, and she's gonna be teaming up with Team Face Peacemaker. So it's kind of sort of a origin series for her. And yun, napunta na rin naman tayo sa mga series. So another series that was announced on this announcement is Creature Commandos. It's gonna be an animated series, and yun, and most likely may balak silang gawing live action ng Creature Commandos. So whoever voice the characters on that series is gonna be the ones on the live action ones as well. Another series na ilalabas nila was Paradise Island. It's sort of Smallville, pero yun, it's focused on Themyscira or the Paradise Island, or no The title of the show is Paradise Lost kasi yun, it's gonna focus on Paradise Island, Themyscira, in which it's gonna explore Paradise Island before Wonder Woman was born. So that's another one na ginawa nila. And how James Gunn describe it is basically Game of Thrones with Amazons. So yun, that's something interesting. Another series na tinis nila or that was announced by James Gunn is Green Lanterns, or Lanterns, I mean, but yeah, Lanterns, and it's gonna focus on Green Lanterns, Hal Jordan and John Stewart. And he teased that there will be other Green Lanterns as well. So let's hope na lalabas si Kyle because I'm a Kyle stan. So yun, let's hope na lumabas din si, ano, si Kyle Rayner doon sa Lanterns TV series. Along with that is yung pinakahuli from the TV series or the series na ilalabas nila within the next few years is Booster Gold. If you don't know your comic book superheroes, Booster Gold is a guy from the future, which is a loser. So he's a loser from the future. And using future tech, bumalik siya sa past or bumalik siya sa time natin para maging superhero, para hindi siya maging loser. So that's basically his shtick. And he's actually known as the greatest hero the world has never known. So that's also a title of a Justice League episode. So if you wanna look for something related for Booster Gold or somewhat of a primer who Booster Gold is, you can look for that episode ng Justice League Unlimited, the greatest superhero no one knows. And so that's this. Oh, before I forgot, sa pinakahuling tease nila on that presentation or the video made by James Gunn is there will be a Swamp Thing TV series na nasa HBO Max din, and it's gonna be a straight up horror film. It's not connected as per James Gunn's announcement, but some of the ramifications of that show is gonna be related to the overall DCU mystery hullabaloo as well. So those are the series na in-announce nila, in which those are really interesting ideas. And some movies they have announced: Superman Legacy. So it's basically based on Grant Morrison's All-Star Superman. Another, yung Batman ng bagong universe or the Batman of this new DC universe is gonna be titled Batman the Brave and the Bold, and this they are going to introduce Robin. And the Robin, yung Robin na kukunin nila is Damian Wayne, that little shit. But it's also based on the Grant Morrison run, which is really good. If you want to read like a run on Batman, yun, the one with Grant Morrison is a really good one. I think you could get like a few volumes of it. I think may mga collected editions kayong makikita na. Pero I think yung Batman dun sa some of the issues nung Batman run ni Grant Morrison is yun, si Dick Grayson yung Batman. But let's hope na mangyari yung Dick and Damian, Batman and Robin, moving forward. But for now, it's another exciting thing na in-announce in regards to these movies. And yun, marami pa silang in-announce actually within that presentation, along with Supergirl. They also have announced a number of things with what's gonna happen within the next few years. I think yung Superman is gonna be July 11, 2025. So we have like 2 years to see the provision of those announcement, and they have slated like a 10-year plan, 8 to 10-year plan kung ano yung gagawin nila with the DC Universe. And let's hope na this is the time na we'll have DC make it good with the movies, kasi they only have like a few wins, and yun, masyado nang saturated yung superheroes with only the DCU. And I'm a DC guy, so I want DC to succeed with this. Let's see kung if they're gonna fulfill it, or this is just be another Snyderverse situation. But I'm really hoping na mag-succeed sila with this project. Another one, kasi yun nga, another one pa nga na I've been hyped with is Hajime no Ippo 1049. I think it's gonna be, if not third, second to the last chapter na magtatackle to the Wally Martinez fight. This one is really good. Kasi yun nga, the message na binigay ni Wally to Sendo is it's your turn. Next, it's your turn or something like that. But he shows Sendo of a way of using the smash to beat Martinez. So yun, a lot of things has been speculated in the fandom kung ano yung basically what needs to be done to have Martinez dethroned as the strongest man or as the champion. So I'm excited to see what's gonna happen in this. Kasi there are yun, may running theory nga na since Ippo is now a trainer, Sendo will ask him to teach him, not necessarily teach him Dempsey role, but the basics of it, and see how they could incorporate the Smasher with the Dempsey role. So that's something exciting to see what's in the future with Hajime no Ippo. Kasi there is like an interview a few weeks ago about George Morikawa na he's nearing the end game. Nakikita niya na yung end game with Hajime no Ippo, and he is hoping na yun, he's able to make to that end or to that last panel to complete his magnum opus or to complete his masterpiece, which is Hajime no Ippo. And that's also our hope as well, na hindi siya magaya with Kentaro Miura. Because, you know, Kentaro Miura and George Morikawa, sabay silang lumabas or sabay silang nag-debut with their series. And yun, we know what happened with Kentaro Miura. So let's hope na hindi siya mangyari kay George Morikawa. And yeah, that's it. That's for the hypes that we have for this week. And yun, before we get into the meats and potatoes of this episode, let's have a few messages from our friends. And we're back. So with the meats and potatoes of this episode, let's talk about a guy that is highly influential with the weeb industry, your manga, your animes, your tokusatsu. So, nung January 25, we celebrated this man's 85th birth anniversary. So, if he's still with us, he's gonna be 85 years old now. And we are talking about the king of manga, Shotaro Ishinomori. So, to begin, Shotaro Ishinomori is yun a mangaka that holds the Guinness World Record for the most titles written by one author. I think he's running at like 770 titles under his name, and that's over 120,000 plus pages of manga that this guy has created. And yung genre niya ranges from your typical shonen to seinen. I also have write comedies. Nagsulat din siya for seinen. He has a shoujo manga as well under a pseudonym. And yun. And he also one of the first mangaka na gumawa ng educational manga. And basically, he wrote an educational manga on economics. So, san ka pa? Yun, kaya siya tinawag na King of Manga because of those achievements that he did. And man, 700 titles alone is quite is quite an achievement talaga. So I think until now, wala pang nakaka-break ng record na yon. But who is Shotaro Ishinomori? So Shotaro Ishinomori, or real name Shotaro Onodera, is a mangaka that has been active from the 60s till like the early 2000s. He has been an assistant to Osamu Tezuka, the god of manga. So that's a teaser for a Tezuka episode. So he started as an assistant for Tezuka. He had written a few panels of back or side stories for Astro Boy, and his one of his breakout titles is Your Cyborg 009. Cyborg 009 is basically a team of cybernetically enhanced humans, siyam sila, and the latest one is yun nga, si 009, in which they need to fight the evil organization. Nakalimutan ko yung pangalan ng evil organization. And it's sort of a grounded take on the superhero genre, kasi yun, 009 is somewhat a compassionate guy. So he feels bad for like destroying his enemies, kasi he thinks of them as his brothers and sisters or something like that. He also have this really gritty manga, action manga called Skullman, na when that is ano, Skullman is basically a vigilante superhero that rides a motorcycle, and his motive is a skull. And when yun, it makes him big in the manga world back then. And so nilapitan siya ni Toei one day why gawa ka ni series for us na pwede nating ipalabas on a Sunday. Kasi meron kaming slot na gagawin namin ng like tokusatsu shows. It's a tokusatsu show na iniisip nila, kasi you know, they have Ultraman nung back then, and a few knockoffs. So they wanted to create a tokusatsu series na in the veins of Ultraman, pero it will be different from Ultraman. So from that, he took the idea of Skullman and make it more kid-friendly. That's why Kamen Rider is born in 1971. So with Kamen Rider, he receives further success, kasi Kamen Rider has been really popular with the kids, kasi nga, he's a human-sized superhero that fights for peace and justice. Similar with Cyborg 009, he was created by an evil group or an evil organization to took over the world, of course. So that's his struggle, and yun, he is, it's also somewhat grounded, because our hero is yun, he's struggling to find his humanity and something like that, which is also a big theme for some of the superhero stuff na ginawa ni Shotaro Ishinomori, is finding the humanity. What makes you human? Is it the composition of your body? Is it kung ano yung ginawa sa'yo? Does it remove your humanity? So that's usually the theme of his superhero stuff. So yun, up until V3, he has been like a consultant up until Kamen Rider V3. Tapos yun, succeeding series, he is just... he's still giving his input, pero hindi na siya ganun ka-hands-on for the succeeding titles. So, that's one na sobrang nagpasikat sa kanya. And I think he still like submits like titles to Toei na gusto nilang gawin tokusatsu idea. So, kaya dumating si Kikaider. Kikaider is another like superhero na in the veins of Kamen Rider, but he has the same struggle, humanity, whatnot, and it's more of it's somewhat the same as Kamen Rider, but on a different on a different approach. More on yun, nag-iiba na ano, nawawala yung memories ni Kay Kyder, nagre-reboot siya. So all the things that he learned or all the things that he had done, nawawala agad sa kanya yun. That's one of the struggles of Kay Kyder. He always at the risk of losing everything. Tapos pag nagre-reset siya, you won't know if he's still the same guy, he's still good, or yun, magiging evil na ba siya. So that's Kay Kyder. And he also had made like a mecha series, that's your Daitetsujin 17, which is also became a live action series, and it's another good one na ano. And yun nga, it's more of the struggles of humanity, what makes a human. And the last one, I think na binigay niya kay Toei, that makes Toei the a big name in regards to the tokusatsu genre, is the Super Sentai. With Super Sentai, yun nga, it's the same approach as Kamen Rider, but ginawa nilang team. It's a team of multicolored heroes that is basically in the same vein of Kamen Rider. Of course, some of his titles have been adapted into anime, so that's your Skullman, your Cyborg 009 has several animated series. Up until now, ginagawa pa rin siya. The end of 009 has already been penned by Ishinomori. Let's just hope that one of these days, ma-adapt na siya for Cyborg 009 to have a closure. And yun, napakarami niyang ginawa in regards to the manga. He also like directed some episodes of Kamen Rider. Nag-cameo siya sa Kamen Rider Black movie. He was approached to create a new rider, so, which is Kuuga. So with Kuuga, it still have the Ishinomori-isms with his usual teams and whatnot. So kaya up until now, when you see a Kamen Rider, kahit na it's the modern one, he is still being penned as the creator of Kamen Rider. So why do I want this to be a topic? A premiere of this great man? Kasi yun nga, we have been enjoying things that has been pioneered by him. Kamen Rider, your Cyborg 009, your Kay Kyder, especially in the tokusatsu realm. There's a lot of things that has been inspired by Shotaro Ishinomori, and we should celebrate him as a great man that he is. Hindi siya tatawaging King of Manga if he didn't have the effort of doing all those 700 titles, varying from genre to genre. Me myself, hindi pa ako ganun ka deep into the Shotaro Ishinomori library, but I'm willing to learn and I'm excited to share them with you once na magkaroon ako ng access with those titles. So as a final thought with this episode or this ramblings of mine in regards to Shotaro Ishinomori, still enjoy. I highly recommend na to check out if you have the access, just creative Googling or go to, if nasa Japan ka, there's the Ishinomori Museum na pwede yung puntahan to see all those panels of manga that he created. Enjoy watching Kamen Rider, and yun, just remember na without the vision of this man, we won't have this spandex clad multicolored motorcycle riding cyborg non-humans savior of the world, and that's something na sobrang fun to look upon. And yeah, just continue having fun with the things that you are having fun with. So that's it. Sobrang thank you for you listening to these ramblings of mine, talking about a guy that is, a really old guy that is really influential with us becoming weebs and us becoming fans of Japanese works. And yun, tuloy-tuloy natin yung usapan over to the socials. Ano yung favorite yung Ishinomori manga? What are your favorite panels? Patuloy natin pag-usapan yan through the socials. So, if you want to message me on Facebook, you can always follow the podcast at facebook.com/elitistangweebpod. My personal Twitter and Instagram is both at elitistangkebs. And yun, may sale this February. I think the 2-2 sale is ongoing. So on the description of this episode, we have affiliated links for both Shopee and Lazada. So just click on any of those links or copy them, put them on your browser. It will lead you back to the shopping platform and just continue with the checkout process. A small portion of your checkouts are gonna be given to us and be used to keep the lights on for the podcast. So that's it. Sobrang thank you for you guys listening to this little rambling of mine. I promise I'm gonna be more consistent with uploading future episodes. And yun, marami pa tayong pag-uusapan, kaya huwag kayong mawawala. Marami pa tayong episodes ng Elitistang Weebo Podcast. Zet.